Baba Kama, Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud. This is the final Mishnah in Maseches Baba Kama. This Mishnah will address a question when you're a craftsman who is working with somebody else's materials. What leavings or shearings or leftover material are you, the craftsman, allowed to keep? And what are you not allowed to keep? The Mishnah begins, Mochin Shakoves Motzi. You have a person who's washing material that's going to be used to be woven into fabric, and it comes apart as you're washing the materials. You're washing the tzemer. You're washing the wool. There are little fluffy pieces that come out. So those are normal to come out on a regular basis. Hare elu shelo. And you can keep those because the person who owns the tzemer, who owns the wool, does not expect to hold on to those. It's normal to come out, and you can keep those. The shahasorik motzi, however, if you're the person who's what's called carding or combing out the wool, that is a larger amount, and ha'rei elu shel ba'al bayis, that belongs to the owner of the material. He does not want you to keep that. It's too much. Now, hakoves notel shlosha chutin v'hein shalo. This koves is someone who's washing a garment already that's completely made, however it's new. So it would be normal for him to remove three threads that are on the edge, and he can keep those because that's like sort of the items that are there, the edging that are just there when the garment is new but is not expected to be part of the garment. Yasser mikain, however, if it's more than just three threads on the edge, hare elu shebaal bayis, all of it needs to remain with the baal bayis. It can't be kept. Even those three cannot be kept. Im haya shachar al gabei halavan, if it was black threads on the edging of a white garment, so that's not expected to be there at all, even if it's more than three threads, because it's understood that it's removed by the person who's preparing the item, the koves, the washer. Notlas hakol v'hein shelo. You can take all of the black threads, and they can belong to him, because there's no expectation that it goes with the garment. Hachayat, if you're a tailor, sheshir min achut kedei lisparbo, you've left over enough thread that, again, that belongs to the person who you're doing the sewing for, but there's enough thread that you can still use to sew with, and the Bryce and the Gemara says that that's double the amount of the size of the needle. It must have been a standard size they must have had. Umatlis shehi shalosh al shalosh, or a piece of cloth that's the size of three finger breadths by three finger breadths, that already has some amount you can do something with. It can be used maybe as a patch or something. Hare elu shel ba'al bayis, that belongs to the ba'al bayis, the owner of the material, and cannot be kept by the craftsman. Masha charash motzi b'ma'atzad, that which a charash is a carpenter. The carpenter is using somebody else's wood to create something for them. So, the charash removes, in the process of his preparing the wood, he removes material of the wood, let's say with a matzad, which is some sort of a plane type of a device. So those shavings, hare elu shelo, those can belong to the carpenter. He can keep those. The owner of the wood does not expect to get them back. Uva kashil, but if he's using a instrument called a kashil, which is some sort of an axe, and therefore is going to give off larger pieces, shel baal bayis, those larger pieces of wood, the baal bayis expects to be able to keep those. Vim haya osa etzel baal bayis, however, this is all where he's working in his own shop, or not in the domain of the owner of the materials, but if he's working in the shop or the home of the baal bayis, the person who owns the materials, af ha-nesores shel baal bayis, then even the nesores, even the sawdust, even though that's very small, belongs to the baal bayis. He expects to keep that item since it's the work is going on in his domain, in his reshus. And the Rambam writes, regarding these halachos, all of these issues are based on the minhag ha-medina, on what is the common practice in that place. And therefore, we really have to know what's common in among craftsmen to be able to determine what the halacha is. This completes the study of Maseches Bava Kama. Thank you very much for joining with us. And now, next, we will be embarking on Maseches Bava Metzia. And we look forward to you joining us.